Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Miss Message, our office tree is decorated, except for the star for the top, and I've looked everywhere and I just can't find it.
Well, we'll have to keep looking. Hey, the holly looks really nice over Santa's picture on the wall.
Well, I thought it added a festive touch.
And the little pine cones on the top of the inkwells, that's a neat idea.
Well, you know, Miss Message, nobody uses inkwells for ink anymore.
Not much, but whatever they use, they manage to get their letters to Santa Claus written. See?
This letter from Sharon
Bailey.
Uh-huh. What's Sharon
say? Sharon says, "Dear Santa, I've been a good little girl this year, and I would like a hush little baby, you drive it, bionic woman, and quick curl Barbie. And please don't forget the other children. Love, Sharon Bailey."
It's a nice letter from Sharon.
Yes.
I wonder, did she write that, you suppose?
I guess so.
You did. Yeah, that's very nice writing, Sharon. Oh, and look what I've got here. A little green letter, green writing. And there's a cute little, well, you know, that looks like a mouse down at the bottom of the letter here.
No, I think that's Dunder.
It is. Well, let's see. Who's it from? Oh, it's from Ann Harrison. I had thought maybe we'd hear from her. "Dear Santa, have you been feeling fine? I hope so. Before I ask you for the things I want, I'd like to ask you what you would like for Christmas. Well, I sure hope you get whatever you want. I would like a Star Trek shirt, preferably blue, a good set of walkie-talkies, a pocket knife." No, that's
pocket knife.
I see. It's a T there. That was an R at the end. "A pocket knife and a surprise. Thank you, Ann Harrison." Now, I thought maybe Ann would get around to writing. And P.S., look at this P.S. "And reindeer, there's no need to fear. I'm leaving you carrots, so be of good cheer." And there is, you say that looks like Donder at the bottom of this message?
Yes, and he's holding a carrot and saying,
and yum.
"Yum, carrots,
uh-huh.
my favorite.
Good reindeer talk there, yum, carrots. Well, aside from Anne, who else did we hear from tonight?
Libby and Casey Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And they write, "Dear Santa, I've been a good girl this year, and so for Christmas, I would most of all like a green machine, a doll that squeezes, a cookie monster, and a few surprises would be appreciated.
Uh-huh.
My name is Libby Renee Taylor, and I live in the town of Orange. I have a little sister named Casey, and she's 11 months old. And for Christmas, I'd like for you to bring her a Fisher-Price riding horse, some toys that little sisters play with, and please don't forget to make a stop at my house on Christmas Eve. Lots of love, Libby and Casey Taylor." That's a nice letter.
It certainly is. Do you suppose Libby's mother wrote that, or Libby? No, which?
I don't know.
I think really Casey wrote it. That's it. It looks like. That's nice handwriting for an 11-month-old there. Mark Farron wrote, and so did Keith write. Mark says, "Dear Santa, I would like a new bike and an Indian book, and either football pants or shoes. Also, I would like a cowboy book." Mark Farron is playing both sides of the game there, cowboys and Indians. "Have a Merry Christmas from Mark Farron." Okay, Mark, put it right over there.
And Keith Farron says, "Dear Santa, I would like a basketball goal, a pocket knife, and a craft-type item. I would also like a speedometer for my bike. Have a Merry Christmas. Love, Keith Farron."
Keith, I'm glad you put pocket knife with a T there instead of an R for pocker knife. And those all the letters we got?
Right.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Not too many tonight, Miss Message. I guess we've taken care of all the Christmas wishes for all the children around here. But if any of them haven't written yet, there is still time.
Of course. There's the Telenelf teletype. I nearly forgot. So even a Christmas Eve letter will reach Santa while he's on his way.
Worked fine last season, as you remember. Izzy, Busy, and Mizzy handled the whole thing. They're the
computer elves, right?
Uh-huh.
Good old IBM. Sounds like a railroad, doesn't it?
Toot, toot. Put it under the Christmas tree, I guess. By the way, I promised you another of those Christmas greetings from overseas. Are you ready?
Right. Roll the tape.
Okay.
Hier im freien Deutschland singt der Geist des Volkes fröhliche Weihnachten.
There it is. You recognize that language?
German, but I don't know if I can pronounce it.
Well, try it anyway. You were great on the Japanese last night, and the Spanish, and the Greek, and the Persian, so give her a try.
Okay. Hier in freien Deutschland singt der Geist des Volkes fröhliche Weihnachten.
Fröhliche Weihnachten. That is really super, Miss Message. You've got
a very, very
keen ear.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Ear tells me it's time to close up shop. Our alarm clock is really getting the Christmas spirit, isn't it?
And it certainly is, and it's a very pleasant sound. Well, we better get these letters in the bag for Sam. It's a really teeny tiny load for old Sam tonight. Ah, me. Yeah, well, that's all set now. I got it ready, all zipped up right across the top. And we'll plan for Christmas Eve in Santa's post office.
That sounds like the title of a book. Hey, maybe we ought to write one.
Well, when you've done 4 years of these little radio programs, I guess you have written a book, Miss Message. But be that as it may, I bid you a good night.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.